You're listening to SBS News.
Around 5 months since the fall of Kabul to the Taliban, a federal parliamentary report has been handed down detailing failures in planning and communication throughout Australia's withdrawal from Afghanistan. The takeover triggered a mass emergency evacuation from the country in response to the Taliban's historically repressive regime and record of human rights abuses. Senator Erica Betts sat on the committee and said the Taliban is brutal.
It is a brutal regime, the Taliban regime, so that's no surprise, unfortunately. As a result, people of ethnic minorities, religious minorities will face persecution because of the Taliban takeover, and of course those that assisted the in effect liberation of Afghanistan.
The report criticises the strained communication throughout the evacuation mission in August that saw over 4,000 Australians, Afghan visa holders and other foreign nationals being taken to safety by Australian troops. Military lawyer Glenn Collamites says there's been some success in evacuating those in need, but many there still face uncertainty.
Yeah, our people are still very much at risk, and the vast majority are moving from safe house to safe house with very little funds and quite frankly, limited food, available food. So it's very uncomfortable still for our people. But as I say, we've had a bit of success. So we're pretty confident and indeed dependent on the government to keep assisting us to get these people to whom we owe a duty to get these people out.
The report attributes the early closure of the Australian embassy in Kabul in May 2021, handling of visa processing and too late timing of evacuations as key failings, resulting in vulnerable people being left behind. It also stated the Australian government must continue to exert all available effort to finalise visa applications, in particular for Afghans who served with Australian troops. A spokesperson from the Refugee Advice and Casework Service says the organisation has been contacted by many different groups that may be targeted by the Taliban.
Women's rights advocates, civil society members, members of the previous government, including people who served in the previous government that were supported by the Australian government and the international community. They're wanting to flee and they're wanting a way out. And also, we have people in Australia, Afghan Australians, who are citizens of this country, who are contacting us at RACS, who would like to bring their family members over on humanitarian visas, who are also impacted by this limited action taken by the Australian government.
The federal government has announced it will increase its commitment to Afghan nationals by providing places for them in Australia. It will include 10,000 places for them within Australia's existing humanitarian program and at least 5,000 visas within the family stream. The program is to be rolled out over the next 4 years. But Greens Immigration and Citizenship spokesman Senator Nick McKim says it's not enough and Australia is morally obligated to provide more places for them due to Australia's contribution to the invasion of Afghanistan.
What the government should be doing is creating an extra 20,000 places to protect people from Afghanistan in addition to our annual humanitarian intake, not as part of our annual humanitarian intake. And that would mean that we could look after enough people from Afghanistan to meet our moral obligation, but also continue to offer protection to people who desperately need it from other parts of the world.
Nawid, who requested his last name be withheld, is a former interpreter who was unable to get to Australia in the evacuation, and so far his pleas to secure a visa have been unsuccessful. For Nawid, help can't come soon enough.
We were Australian uniform. We supported them shoulder by shoulder in a tough days. Now we are in a critical situation. Financially, we need financial problem, security problem. Even I'm at home and I'm completely depressed and I cannot join the society easily. That's why I request from Australian government and other entities to please issue our visas and save the life, save your allies' lives.
Ellie Mitchell, SBS News.